flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're all in studio on a Wednesday, and football season's officially over. Normally, we'd be in Ashburn. There's one game left. It's the Super Bowl. Some people hate it. It's the Super Bowl. I'm excited.
I'm going to watch it.
Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
What up, brother? I'm chilling, man.
Caps had a big win.
Yep.
Did you stay up and watch it?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I was on the treadmill, so.
That's what I was wondering, if you had it on.
Nah.
You did the treadmill from like 8 to 9 last night?
I went home. I sat on that little area I told you on my couch. I fell asleep.
Black hole of awakeness.
Then I sent some stuff to my son. I went and sent that. Came back, ate some food. Waited about 45 minutes, jumped on the treadmill. Got off the treadmill, and when I touched the bed, I was out.
I dropped the girls this morning, came in here early, had a very interesting conversation with Matt Valdez while he was preparing some sort of avocado dish, and went downstairs, got on the treadmill, and I hadn't ran. I mean, honestly, I bet I've run twice in the last month. Just the end of the football season, and then they get on this crazy playoff run, and it's the holidays. Like, I was just out of shape, certainly. And thank you, Jeff. And... B, I got like a mile and a half in.
Uh-huh.
My legs were heavy as hell, dude. And it was like Greg called me, and I could answer it like on my AirPods.
Uh-huh.
I was like, can I call you back? I'm dying.
Greg would call you when you're doing something, working out or something. He know he's not going to work out.
I think he was just driving, so it made sense. Caps, dude, are killing it. Took one in Calgary last night.
Yep.
As a radio program, none of us have ever heard a single nice thing about Calgary, right?
I haven't.
Now, none of us have heard.
I haven't heard anything bad about them either, but I've never heard nothing good.
Listen, we've never heard anything about Calgary, but we've certainly never heard a nice thing about Calgary. So, to hell with Calgary. The Caps are in first place in the Metro by a lot. They have 73 points. The Carolina Hurricanes are right behind them with 66.
Mm.
And the Hurricanes have played one more game. In the whole Eastern Conference, they're in first place by a lot. And I think they are tied with the Winnipeg Jets, right? Mm. Winnipeg Jets for most points in all of hockey.
Mm.
You know what would be dope is if the Caps go on one of these wild runs, like as cool as it was when they won the last joint in Vegas,
mm-hmm.
like I'm going to be honest with you, B. going to a city like Winnipeg or Edmonton or Calgary, not really on my list of things to do. So it'd be cool if like a work trip.
But if they go on
took
a great,
me to Edmonton.
If they go on a great run and start, and he is in one of those cities when he breaks the record, that would be fun.
That'd be cool too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I want,
you know, that whole country has gone from disliking him just because he wasn't Canadian to respecting the hell out of him now.
Well, who was that one ass bag clown that used to always try to S talk Ovi? That was Canadian.
One of those guys on the one of the top shows.
Yeah, he was
a former coach. I
Milbury, maybe.
Sound like that.
He was a jerk, and yeah. I feel like I understand the Canadians don't like the Europeans. I don't really know what that's all about, but Ovechkin. Remember Scott McLuhan? He would only describe the kind of guys he wanted on the team as football players. You remember that? Ovi is a hockey player.
Hell
like
yeah.
His game transcends Europe, that's North America, Canada, the U.S., Mexico.
When you are the originator of a certain sport, and then someone from somewhere else comes and plays better than people from your country, you feel some kind of way. You know? That's all that is.
For sure.
But you got to learn to get over it and just respect. Don't hate the game. Hate the player. Hate the game. The player, he learned the game, and he did what he was supposed to do, and he's still doing it.
Absolute dog is what he is. B. Mitch, some news yesterday that, frankly, you and I kind of expected, I would say.
Yep.
Kingsbury is not interested in the New Orleans job. Cliff Kingsbury sticking around as play caller. I texted somebody yesterday, and the reply was just, you're going to see a lot more of him. So he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, for the Commanders on this thing, like, he's under contract. He's just remaining. Like, there's no news for – there's no announcement for them.
They don't have to make an announcement.
Right. Like, so if people are like, oh, why hasn't Washington said anything? Why would they?
He's their coach. They have him under contract, and he was the one that had to make that choice. He was like, okay, I got interest. I don't want that job right there.
Right.
You know, and like you stated before, he's been a coach before. He's being paid still from Arizona. He can make those choices like that. If it was somebody getting their first job, I'd see they'll jump at it. But, nah, he doesn't have to.
Agree with you there. I think it's been...
You know what makes an offensive coordinator look real good?
Can I guess?
A phenom quarterback.
Yeah, it sure does.
So, why would you run away from
Adam Gase got two jobs because he worked with Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
and
they think he had something to do with Peyton.
Right.
Peyton had something to do with Peyton. Now, Peyton was already a star when Adam Gase got him.
Totally. That's just my running joke of like what people will search for to find success. I do think, though, I'm a big believer that Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Montana, John Elway, like those dudes were good because they were good. Mm-hmm. And then there are certainly coaches along the way that make you better.
Yeah.
Those dudes were good because they were good.
Yeah.
I think Jaden was really good this year because he was good, he is good.
Yeah.
But I do think Cliff helped also.
Yeah.
I think Cliff,
they grew into
a really good relationship.
A smart coach exactly sees what you're capable of, and they enhance. They don't try to mess up. We've seen coaches try to take a guy who's already there and change him up and screw up everything. Cliff was like, okay, we know, we see what you're about. I watch your work. Let's figure this thing out. You know? He was smart in that essence. Sometimes the best coach is the one that doesn't change anything about your game. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Have you ever gone to a golf coach and you're swinging and they're trying to make you swing like them? He's 6 feet, 155 pounds.
Right.
You'll never do things he can do, but they want you to become them instead of taking what you do well and enhancing that. The smart coaches just enhance what a guy already has.
Well, and I think the best coaches, Cliff said it over and over and over again. I think especially on the offensive side of the ball for play callers, there gets to be such a, I'm trying to think of a different word, a measuring contest. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Among offensive coaches about who could be the best play caller, who could be the most innovative, whose stuff will the nerds like the most. You know what I mean? And I think that's the worst mindset for play callers.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best mindset for play callers is, what do I have? How do I play to their strengths? And Cliff said over and over and over again, players, not plays.
Yeah.
And I think they put Jaden in so many advantage in so many positions to succeed. And I think as the season progressed, Jaden got so much more on his plate that he was able to just handle perfectly and keep growing.
Think about this. When Joe Gibbs was calling plays and doing things, everybody and their mama knew they were running the counter right, counter left.
Counter tray.
Power. They knew they were running it. And he kept running. He didn't all of a sudden say, well, I got to start doing this because everybody else is doing it. The best play caller is the one that calls a damn play that works. I don't care how much motion you do and whatever, wherever you line somebody up. If it doesn't work, guess what? It's not a good play. If the plays work consistently and it's the most bland stuff in the world, it works. Right now, Kellen Moore, Saquon right, Saquon left. Nothing fancy about it. You know?
Dude,
he's a damn good play caller. You know why? Because that dude right there, you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile.
I think the Commanders got to a place, especially on the fourth downs.
Mm-hmm.
If it was fourth and less than three, you better expect that quarterback counter to the right side
because
they ran it a ton.
And nobody didn't stop it.
Right. And Jaden's ability with his legs was his own version of a cheat code. But, like, if I notice it, you're damn sure the guys that grind film for 14 hours a day notice it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just what works.
Sometimes you can't do anything about it. At that point, when they know what you're running, it comes down to who's going to win, who's going to not let somebody beat them. That's basically the thing. And that's what he means by players. Sometimes it's one-on-one battles. You're going to either kick ass or get ass kicked.
I think, remember when the Cliff was a thing?
Hmm?
Remember when everybody was worried that Kingsbury was going to fall apart in the second half of the season?
Yeah.
That didn't happen. I think there was some really unfair statistics.
If your starting quarterback gets hurt in the second half of the season, hell, he's supposed to fall off.
Right.
Let's be real.
I totally agree with that. I think Kingsbury wanting to stay is awesome for the continued development of Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. Not that, like, he needs more work, but it's just two guys getting to know each other.
Chemistry, consistency.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and that works.
There's...
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zero doubts about Jaden's work ethic.
Yeah.
From college to now, the virtual reality, how early he gets in there. But there is something. I feel like there's a little something, B. Adam Peters in the presser the other day said, he's like, man, we love Cliff. We thought he had a great year. He's a great leader. He's a great play caller. And Peters joked, and he's like, damn, I try to beat him in here, and I still never do.
Yeah.
A guy is in here at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
There's a little something in that to me where, like, I feel like I know Jaden a little bit. That's a hyper-competitive dude. He's going to be like, I'm going to beat this MF into the office one of these days. You know, like, I think there's a little healthy.
But that right there. Is that healthy competition.
Right.
Where you and your coach.
Pushing each other forward.
Because like Chris Bosh, okay? Chris Bosh, when he was trying to beat Kobe in, he wasn't trying to beat Kobe to say, oh, yeah, I'm better than you. He was trying to beat Kobe because he's like, damn, how early does this dude get up? And he runs in there like 2 hours earlier than he would normally do, and Kobe is on his way out from already having an hour and a half workout to go get some breakfast and come back. If you keep trying to beat the guy who's the standard, what is it going to do for you in the process? Make you better, right? So Cliff and Jaden with that little friendly competition right there. And then Adam coming in with it. All that stuff makes your team better. You know, because like sometimes, you ever heard the story where they talk about the guy was saying, you don't have to be smarter than the people. You just got to get there before them. So if the super intelligent person shows up at 10 o'clock and you got there at 6 or 7, you got 3 hours on him. So you may not be smarter than him, but you got more time working in it, and you become just as effective as he is. So if all those guys are trying to win to get in there earlier, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be other people on the team getting in there early too. Dude. And then at that point, you're putting more work into the game plan with a lot of people, which builds a lot of great chemistry.
Totally, man. So, I think it's great news. I think they're still going to lose coaches. Like, there's going to be guys further down the roster, whatever it is, down the staff ledger, whatever you would call the coaching side of this. Odds are they're still going to lose somebody. I'd be shocked if a guy, like, I know this much. David Blough is not going to be an assistant quarterbacks coach for long.
No.
His reputation and the he installed a bunch of plays this year. And one thing I love, man, I've experienced this in my life as a media person.
Mm-hmm.
And you know some of the people I'm talking about. There are, and this can happen in any profession, mm-hmm. whether you're an accountant, a DJ, an architect, trying to start your own business, whatever it is. There are people that will intentionally try to stunt your growth because they want either for their own self-preservation or they want to try to take their ideas and instead of you growing, they get credit for stuff.
Yeah.
Those people exist in the world, in all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I love and appreciate about Kingsbury, he's so confident, and maybe it helps that he's probably sitting on $25 million in the bank or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's just who he is as a person. He's never like that. Every time there was a play that was a David Blough creation, he would say, oh, Blough came up with that.
Yeah.
I love that approach. Because that it's truly comprehensive and everybody gets to contribute, but two, like, I'm not trying to take credit for somebody else. That was awesome that they did.
That what goes around comes around thing works. And like, let's be real. There's a lot of people in the world who take credit for a person who they never really talk to about the business. But that person goes after hours and work. And then the person that just happened to be the person they report to, they take credit. You don't have a damn thing to do with my success for the most part. You know what I mean?
Totally.
That happens a lot. But, you know, I think Blough's not going to always be sitting where he's at. But you know what? I believe that this the brain trust and the people in front of this whole thing, if it's like a little competition and it's a little bit more, they may give him more.
I agree with that.
You know, and a lot of times the situation in one place could be way better than the situation with a better title. So I told my boy Kenny one time, like, man, they're going to give me a promotion. I said, what's that promotion? He said, well, man, my title going to change this and this. I said, did you get more money? Hey, nah. I said, well, don't take it. He said, why? I said, because the title you have now, you can get fired for what you did yesterday. See, when they change your man, give you a little management title, then they can fire you for the stuff you did as a whatever.
Right.
No. If they don't give you more money, don't take it.
Now, you mean that advice except for the dozens of official correspondents we have here on the B. Mitchell Finley program. Because, like, for a guy like Tress Way, being our official Oklahoma lifestyle reporter,
uh-huh.
carries great consequence, although no financial reward.
Hey, guess what? He has the same title forever. We have to change the title.
Right.
We are not going to give him promotion, so he won't ask for no money because we ain't giving him none.
Coming up later, we have the official analytics expert of the B. Mitchell Finley program, Neil Greenberg. Again, the title, very, very lofty, no financial compensation.
We gave Trust that title bump, and he started throwing passes in the NFC Championship game.
See, we upped him out.
The B. Mitchell Finley bump.
That's all I'm saying.
We gave him confidence, Landfill.
Exactly.
Greenberg's coming on at 11. Mike Jones from The Athletic at noon. Jeff Ehrman previewing a big Terps hoops game tonight at 1:30. Pack show coming your way. Do you want to know the real story or just the public-facing version? I wrote an article. My fingers could still type. I'll explain when we return.